This is something we all need to think deeply about and make sincere effort towards. You and your team have given great answers. We know that you have new plans for your diplomatic career. And as the Finnish presidency comes to an end, my team and I wish you all the best. And we also express our best wishes to Sylvia. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your reflections and your kind words. And for those who don't know, my next plan is to retire.
That's lovely.
So thank you very much. And now I would like to... I see Pakistan.
Thank you, Madam President. I would also like to join our distinguished colleague from China in thanking you, your entire team, our dear colleague Anthi as well. We really benefited a lot from your steering of the work of this body during difficult times. And irrespective of whether we were able to achieve consensus or not on the difficult issues, on the issue of observers or on the program of work, we particularly appreciated the way you handled and engaged with different delegations and the transparency and predictability in terms of planning our work well in advance in the coming weeks. I think many of the delegates here in this room would agree that it really helped us in terms of conducting our work. So thank you once again, and through you, we would also like to thank the CD Secretariat, and in particular, Ms. Sylvia, for putting in all these years of work into this body, and we wish her all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your kind words. And Australia, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I just wanted to join colleagues in also conveying the thanks to the Australian delegation for the excellent way that you have led the CD during the month of your presidency. It's a credit to you and your whole team, so thank you so much. I can only echo the comments that others have made about the way that you have run your presidency. The communication has been excellent, which has enabled all of us to plan for the course of the various discussions. And we have had some really excellent discussions on substance during your presidency. So again, thank you for that. I'd also like to add my thanks in particular for the really good discussion that we had on Tuesday on the questions around the WPS agenda and the nexus with our work here, which, as always, was an extremely useful discussion. I think, like many here, I share the disappointment around the observer issue, and I do hope that we can find a resolution to that issue, but it is certainly not for want of leadership or effort on your behalf that we continue to find ourselves in that situation. I also just wanted to pick up on a couple of the comments that you just made about the way that we work, in particular around looking at questions of best practice and very, you know, interested in your reflections in your time here and other members of the P6 this year, and the question of continuity between presidents. And I very much hope that we will be able to have a good discussion on those issues during this CD term. Finally, I just wanted to add my delegation's thanks to dear Sylvia for all the incredible work that she has done with the CD. I also had the pleasure of working with Sylvia in the context of the Nuclear Disarmament Verification GGE, and she is magnificent. So thank you so much, Sylvia, and we very much look forward to also working with Michael. So with that, Madam President, thank you again on behalf of my delegation for all your efforts.
Thank you very much. And now, France, you, Ambassador, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. As other colleagues before me, I too wish to thank you, you personally, and your team. Firstly, for our cooperation in the P6 Plus 2, as you mentioned, but also for your excellent presidency and for the way in which you have guided us through our work. You have given predictability to our work. You've also given us the possibility to listen to the experience and analysis of qualified experts. And we listened to what they had to say with a great deal of interest. And you covered numerous topics, all of which are core to the work of our conference. You set the bar very high indeed, and so we will do everything that we can to try to live up to your example. Through the Secretariat of the Conference, we will submit to you a schedule of activities as of Friday, 26th of May. I will then present more in detail our programme of activities on the 30th of May in the afternoon at 1500 hours. That is the only time that we will meet in the afternoon, because the morning will be devoted to P6 plus 2 and consultations with group coordinators. As you know, the 29th of May is a holiday. We will then meet every Tuesday and Thursday morning from 10 till 1, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 1st, 6th, 8th, 13th, 15th and 20th of June. We will start with a first debate on education and research in disarmament on the 1st of June at 10 a.m. And exceptionally, if we have many speakers on the list, we could carry on in the afternoon of the 1st of June. Each week, we will have one topic and a panel. And we will conclude our presidency in cooperation with the German presidency, who will follow on from our presidency in supporting the organisation of an informal retreat organised by UNIDIR on the revitalisation of the work of the Conference on Disarmament, which I very much hope will meet the requests, answer the requests of many delegations for an exchange on good practice and on